Katedra.
Cathedral. Now it is time to visit one of the most magnificent buildings of Tarnów, the 14th century cathedral, famous for its Renaissance tombstones. Before entering, let us have a look at the setting. We are standing on the cathedral square now. It consists of the main square situated on the south side of the cathedral and a narrow pathway around the building. We are standing at the corner adjoining the northwest part of the marketplace. Hundreds of years ago, there were houses here. They were later demolished. The only indications of their existence and the number of cellars situated beneath us. In the very center of the square, there is a monument to the Holy Mary Immaculate erected by Bishop Józef Alojzy Pukalski in 1884. The second part of the square is the most popular for the people of Tarnów. This is the pathway around the cathedral. The oldest graveyard was once situated here, and it dates from the beginning of the 14th of the town and the 14th century, and was in the use until the end of the 18th century, when it was closed following the Austrian partition of Poland. If we turn our attention to another monument, that of Pope John Paul II, we notice the Religious Education Center building. It was consecrated in 1987 by John Paul II. The monument itself, designed by Bolesław Chromy, is 4.5 meters high. It is cast in bronze and was unveiled in 1981, shortly after the assassination attempt on life of the Pope. The subsequent buildings behind the cathedral are known as ordinary houses. The first one is the presbytery, a former house for church dignitaries. The next is the house for associate bishops, the previous office of the collegiate church. Next, there are two larger houses dating from the 17th century, one named Kanonia, and the second, the house of Mansionariusze. But the Mikołajowski house, built in 1524, deserves special attention according to the inscriptions on the emblems in the interior and on the front facade. It was erected by Jan Mikołajowski, coat of arms bearing griff. But a few years later, it turned out that the Mikołajowski house was formerly called Kornuszowski, and the arms bearing Kościesza at the entrance gate puts the connection of Mikołajowski family under question. Even more information about this beautiful historical house you will find in the next part of our guide. Right next to the Mikołajowski house, there are buildings dating from the 16th century and known as Akademiola and Scholasteria. Here, there is the Tarnów Diocesan Museum in Akademiola, Scholasteria, Mikołajowski House, and half of Mansionariusze House. A separate part of the guide is devoted to this museum. This is now a suitable time to concentrate on the cathedral. Stanisław Salaterski has been the incumbent since 2005. He knows almost everything about the history of the cathedral. The cathedral has been rebuilt many times. In its original Gothic style, it must have been a single nave building with no towers. Between the end of the 14th and 19th century, the original structure of the building was surrounded by chapels. Probably at the end of the 15th century, a huge tower was added from the western side of the nave. It is now 72 meters high, although we do not know the original height. The cathedral of today, in neo-Gothic style, was built by thorough renovation and partial rebuilding at the end of the 19th century. The sanctuary is famous for its Renaissance-style tombstones of the Tarnowscy and Ostrogscy families. The tombstones for Bartłomiej Bereczy, Jan Maria Padovano and Jan Pfister are considered to be the finest exponents of this type of art in Poland. The original parish church was small. It consisted of a single nave, probably without chancel, and a holy cross chapel on the south side, main entrance vestibule from the west side, finally a sacristy and side entrance vestibule from the north side. And what is the background for the chapel being built? For example, in 1415, the apostolic chapel on the south side was built in the memory of Polish cavalry victory in the Battle of Grunwald. And in the 15th century, the cathedral was destroyed by fire. Under reconstruction work, a new tower and subsequent chapels were built. All these extension works were consistent with the Gothic character of the age. Following ages added new elements in Baroque style. They were the present passage to the sacristy built at the beginning of the 17th century and the chapel of holy relics, roofed with a lantern, built in the 18th century. The following reconstruction works were carried out in the three stages for the whole period of the 19th century. First, the chapel were interconnected so as to create two side aisles. The cathedral has a three-aisle shape now. In 1972, the cathedral was awarded the title of Small Basilica by Pope Paul VI with the apostle letter Cum Beatissima. It is an honorable distinction granted to some sanctuaries due to their exceptional significance for Christian artistic culture. Having walked around the cathedral, let us stop in front of the porch from the south. Now, the statue of the Holy Mary stands behind us. Above the entrance, there is the Pope's emblem with the inscription, Smaller Basilica. The porch originates from the 16th century. The brown door with Holy Mary images leads to the cathedral interior. The church porch vault represents late Gothic style. The stained glass window shows the adoration of the three wise men. It was created in the Gehling studio at the end of the 19th century. There is an epitaph and 17th century marble Baroque style stoop next to it. At the aisle entrance, south gateway of the cathedral, there is a richly curved Renaissance masterpiece of art. It was based on the contemporary wood engraving by Albrecht Dürer from the beginning of the 16th century. Visitors to the nave should stop at its end because Holy Communion has been performed here since 1987. The nave was created by joining several former chapels. From a western direction, these are the Apostle Chapel Vestibule, the Holy Cross Chapel, the Mary Szkapleżna Chapel, and the St. Benedict Chapel. There are two altars in this nave. The high altar is decorated by a woodcut carvings on the fresco of the Last Supper by Leonardo da Vinci. We ought to have a look at three tombstone monuments. The one on the western wall is in memory of Barbara Stączyński, the first wife of Jan Hetman Tarnowski. This is a European-scale Renaissance-style masterpiece. Let us stop here for a while. It represents an example of a tombstone model on the pediment of the Greek temple. It is distinguished by exquisite and subtle architectural lines. The monument was created from sandstone and red marble. It was the work of an Italian artist, Gian Maria Il Mosca, named Padovano, who arrived a few years previously to Krakow and was employed for carving sculptures in the so-called Zygmunt Chapel on Wawel. Barbara's figure is of special interest to historians. It is considered to be the most beautiful Renaissance figure sculpture in Poland, and even one of the most beautiful woman figures in sculpture of European Renaissance art. Two remaining tombstones are the monuments of priest Marcin Łyczko, 1578, and prince Eustachy Sanguszko, 1903. From the 17th to the 20th century, a number of epitaphs were placed on the walls. The most beautiful are the epitaphs of townsmen from Tarnów in memory of Stanisław and Katarzyna Zięba, 1678, Kazimierz and Anna Kulwińscy, 1678, and Aleksander Wilierski, 1598. There are three interesting epitaphs in the former vestibule. Two of them, placed together, were founded by the Collegiate Church in the 17th century. The epitaph situated on the opposite side is a small monument by a priest, Jan Fukier, and it originates from the 18th century, a vestibule originating from the post-15th century fire period, is located under the tower. The oldest epitaph of this church is to be found here. It was dedicated to an unknown sculptor named Wojciech, who had died young at the age of 26 in 1575. Now, let us draw our attention to the central nave. It embraces the whole space of the church itself. It is covered by a net of cross-ribbed vaults. The present organ gallery represents the neo-Gothic style, and it originates from the end of the 19th century. The side aisles are in neo-Baroque style, and they originate from the 19th century. There are former church pews under the organ gallery on both sides of nave. They are from the 15th century and have been set apart from the remaining 10 preserved museum pieces in Małopolska region by their original decorations and large dimensions. The lecterns were not preserved there. Other woodcut monuments in this part of the church were adopted by the Diocesan Museum. Additionally, the central nave is decorated with two epitaphs commemorating the dead. The one epitaph, originating from the end of the 19th century, is in memory of Marcin Leśnik, a priest, and the other, erected in 1933, is in memory of Archbishop Leon Wałęga. Four monumental tombstones decorate the sanctuary and chancel. They are also remarkable masterpieces of great significance for artistic culture of Polish Renaissance and custom. We recommend looking first at the monument of Barbara from Rożnów. It is curved from sandstone, and the material processing is characteristic of a woodcraver rather than mason. Two family crests, one from Mother Sulima and one after Father Starykon, decorate this masterpiece. It was created around the year 1520, and it is situated next to the monument of Ostrowscy. It is evidence of adoption of foreign Renaissance styles by Polish artists. Let us have a look at an adjoining wall, the 16th century monumental memorial of Jan Tarnowski and his son Jan Krzysztof. Jan Tarnowski was a friend and patron of the first great Polish poet Jan Kochanowski, who wrote the elegy after his death and dedicated it to his son Jan Krzysztof. Let us listen to a famous historian and architecture expert, Dr. Andrzej Krupiński. The monument is 14 meters high and 6.5 meters wide. It is considered to be the largest memorial of Renaissance in Europe. It was created by one of the most famous Italian artists, Jan Maria Padovano, who was working in Poland in the 16th century. The monument was made of white sandstone from Pińczów and Hungarian red marble within the period 1561-1570. It was first meant to be the memorial of Jan Hetman Tarnowski himself, but after his son's death in 1567, it was transformed into a story monument modeled on the royal monument in Sigmund's Chapel on Wawr. The difference is that the monument in Tarnów represents architectural structure of neoclassical style, twice as high as the monument in Krakow. Figures of father and son were presented as knights, knights in armor lying on marble sarcophagus in characteristic poses. The simple frame of archives was supplemented by curved postures of allegory of fame and justice and law relief illustrating Hetman's victory. There are also family crests and boards with Latin inscriptions. The monument is crowned by the figure of Christ the Victor. On the tympanum beam, there is an inscription in Latin referring to the creator of the monument. This is a masterpiece of Jan Maria Padewczyk. There is also another smaller monument of Tarnowski's daughter, the sister of Jan Krzysztof and the wife of Prince Konstanty Ostrowski. It was created in 1571 by sculptor Hieronim Kanawasik. It is time to visit the last nave of the cathedral. It embraces three rooms of former collegiate church. Walking in from the west, these are Chapel of St. Anna, vestibule with the side entrance, a former chancel and sacristy, and since 1712, the Chapel of Holy Relics. Today, only varied forms of vaults provide evidence of different architectural styles. In the north aisle, there are two tombstones worth seeing. One of Renaissance style of the three wise men and another the mannerist style belonging to the priest Kasper Branicki. There are also a few epitaphs in this aisle. The Renaissance style monument from the beginning of the 17th century belonging to Melchior Ćwikliński, the councillor of Tarnów city, and several year older monument of priest Jan Mężyk are worth special attention. The north porch was built at the end of the 19th century to protect the side aisle and historic portal at the entrance to the former vestibule. We need many hours to visit the cathedral. There are seven tombstones underground. We can visit only two of them every year in November. One of them belongs to Ostrowski family with the access from the south aisle. Another one is located in the north aisle under the former St. Anna Chapel. There are two big sarcophagus there. There were precious treasures inside the cathedral. We only know about the great wealth of former Collegiate Church thanks to the preserved inventory, which suffered serious losses during the partition period. It particularly deals with the losses of the following objects: numeral gold and silver chalices, monstrance, crosses, relics, and liturgical vestments. They were all confiscated by the Austrian government in 1785. The only evidence for this event is the receipt dated 1st of July. Present stores of the basilica treasures are connected with the 3 year later creation of diocese. Thank you for your attention, and I encourage you to use the book version of our guide, which is available in the Regional Center of Coordination and Tourism Service and in local bookshops. And now I invite you to the next stage of our route, the visit to Mikołajowski House, marked with number 4 on our map.